If you have your Bible this evening, turn with us to the book of John, chapter 13. John, chapter 13. We'll begin reading this evening at verse 1. The Bible says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto His Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end." Amen. Now you are, that right there is enough for a shout on for about 3 days. Amen. "And supper being ended, and the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hand, and that He was come from God and went to God, He riseth from supper and laid aside His garments, and took a towel and girded Himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." Amen. Now we see tonight in this, he said that before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Amen. I'm glad right there, praise God, that he never found a place to quit loving me and you. He never found a place to quit loving this old world, praise God. Even after all they had done through, and the times they had tried to persecute him, the times they had ridiculed him and put him down, praise God, but he still loved this world to the end, amen. You say, "Preacher, well, we're not supposed to love the world, praise God. We're supposed to love the folks in the world, amen. We're not supposed to love what the world does. The world is wicked and all around us, amen, because of people's hearts. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that loves even them, amen. We see things happening all around us. We see it waxing worse and worse. Amen." He said that would be. But I want to say, for a child of God, we ought to just be getting better and better. Amen. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, to help us along this journey of life, to get us closer than we've ever been, that we might finish well this course that you and I are on. I believe we've got a journey that God's laid out for each one of us. I believe we've got a place that we need to go. And I believe we've got a God that'll help us to get there, in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad we have power today and we can harness, amen. Praise God. I thought about that the other day over in the study. I believe when my old granddad used to hook up that old mule, praise God, he'd put the harness on it, amen, pull it out there, that plow, and boy, that thing would, when he'd say, he'd go, "Get up," that thing would step out, boy. I mean, glory be God, he'd hit that harness, him hang, praise God, and that thing would step out. He'd sink that plow in deep, praise God, and that old mule would put it into her, and he'd plow her deep. I'm glad, praise God, God still got some out there that ain't afraid to, that old gospel plow, ain't afraid of the Word of God, ain't afraid to help it or give, ain't afraid to come and get a little bit of encouragement, amen. I want to tell you what the devil tried to do. I guarantee you, some of you tonight, he said, "Why don't you just stay at home and rest? You've worked hard today. You put in a good day, praise God, 8, 10, 12 hours, praise God, just stay home and rest." You know what that is? That ain't nothing but the stinking devil. He wants to deceive you. He wants to disturb you. Praise God, he wants to keep you from getting a blessing, because God had one here for you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, I've been blessed already. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad I come. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God done showed up. He done tiptoed across my heart and loved me so many ways, I can't even tell you about it. Amen. Because Jesus, I'm glad He never gave up on me. Amen. He could have. He should have. But He didn't. Amen. And He promised me He'd never quit on me. Amen. So I ain't found no place to quit on Him. Amen. There's a lot of people quitting today. But you know why they're quitting? Most of them never got started. Amen. I talked to somebody a couple years ago, and he said, how long you been pastoring up there at that church? I said, about 11 and a half years. Amen. He said, what do you think about it? I said, well, I've been there over 11 years. I think I'm just now getting where I know what people need. Amen. I'm just starting to build a relationship with God's family. Amen. Glory be to God. Where it is. Some of you may look at me and say, preacher, I thought you'd have been gone by now. Amen. Glory be to God. The devil did too. But I'm still here. And you're still here. We're still praising God, giving God glory. Amen. Praise God. I ain't going nowhere till He says it's time to go. If He said time to go, I'll pack up and be gone tomorrow. But brother Bill, I'm going to stay. I'm going to tell you how much I love you. I'm going to tell you about how much Jesus loves you. I'm going to tell you about the help He has for you. I'm going to tell you about that praise that He has.
Amen.
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 He's going to prepare for every one of us that's prepared for that place. But I want to tell you tonight about the Savior. Amen. He never quit on us. He was always there all the way into the end. And now the Bible said that the supper being ended, and the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him. You know, Jesus knew about that. He knew it. He knew before, I believe He knew before Judas Iscariot was ever born that Judas would betray Him. Amen. Yet He chose him anyway. Amen. You say, well, I don't understand why Jesus done that. Because He knew you'd be an old sinner too, but yet he let you come in this world. Amen. And He gave you enough wisdom out of the book, enough information, praise God, that you, Holy Ghost God, can move on your heart and He can save you. God sent a gift down to you, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord Jesus Christ in the bosom of God and said, God, get glory be to God. He took the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, took Him away from His bosom and gave Him to you and I.
Amen.
The greatest gift we ever had is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when God the Father sent Him down to earth to live, bleed, and die for you and me.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. What a God we serve tonight.
Yeah.
What a Savior we have for somebody to die for such a wretch as me.
Amen.
Amen. He knew Judas would betray Him. He said, well, preacher, I just don't want to say, let me ask you a question. How many times have you betrayed the Lord? Amen. How many times have we turned our back on Him? How many times have we done things, praise God, that we know weren't right, that we're not pleasing to the Lord? Oh, me. Amen. But we do it, praise God. He knew it. He would betray Him. Amen. And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and He was come from God, and He went to God. See, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world, He said, Father, I'll go. Amen. He said, men will be sinful. They'll sin. They'll get out of, they'll miss the target. They'll transgress against God Almighty. Amen. They'll sin. But He said, Father, when they do, I said, I'll go. And I'll be that price, that perpetuation. I'll pay the price for sinful men.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, brother, but I don't deserve that. But thank God He loved me enough. And He loved you enough. And He hugged us up enough, praise God. The one day we realized, praise God, they was something better than what I had.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now I'll tell you, I ain't always been perfect. I ain't perfect. I'll never be perfect in this world. Amen. There's a lot of times I've strayed off from my Savior. But glory be to God, He's never left me. I can say with an honored heart, with my hand raised this evening, praise God, my Jesus has never left me.
Amen.
Amen. He's brought me through so many things. Praise God, He's told me, He showed me so many areas of my life that needed to be improved.
Amen.
Amen. That my Savior would humble Himself and come down to where I am. Amen. And He could bless my heart and lift me up out of the muck and the mire. Clean me off one more time, praise God, for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. It's not what I've done, but it's what He's done in me that makes a difference.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. What about you? Oh, amen. Glory to God. If we could just realize that we're nothing, He's everything.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm nothing, but praise God, He's my all in all. He's my everything this evening. How about you? Boy, we ever get geared up right. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Old fella said a long time ago, praise God, if you get geared up right, said you can gear a bandy rooster, get it geared up right, and it can pull a freight train. Amen. Glory be to God. If we ever get geared up right in the Lord, glory be to God, we can pull the weight of this world. It won't matter, glory be to God, because we'll know we've got a Savior that loves us, that cares for us, that's there to help us, praise God, to clean us up and keep us on the path.
Amen.
Delivering us, praise God, day by day, unto Himself, unto that glorious day of His appearing. When we'll see Him as He is. I don't know about you. I get excited thinking about it. I get excited thinking about the Savior of glory. I preached there well last Wednesday night about that throne of grace, praise God. And He said one day, a little while, in Revelation 3, and we'll sit on the throne with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Sit on that throne. In the throne. Amen. So sit in the throne. I said, you know how you can do that? Because the throne's bigger than we are. Amen. A throne of God covers a massive expanse. Amen. Throne of God's never ending, glory to God. How do you know? Because God ain't never ending. He goes from one place through infinity, praise God. He's never stopping. Amen. Our minds can't comprehend it. If we could comprehend the greatness of God, amen, He realized, praise God, Jesus knowing, praise God, that His Father had given all things into His hands. And He was come from God and went to God. Amen. The Lord said, He said, the Father's given me all this glory so I can give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. The Father has given all things into the Son's hand. Jesus said, I come, praise God, to look you face to face and give you all that I have.
Amen.
All that I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to preach just a little while here, if God will be my help, on this thought. The power of humility. The power of humility. The Bible said that Jesus humbled Himself. Amen. Amen. Even to the death of the cross, praise God, He come down to where we was. When you weren't fit, when I weren't fit to come into the presence of God. I couldn't reach up high enough to get Him. But praise God, I'm glad His arm was not short and He couldn't reach down to where I was, where you was, praise God, and pluck us out. Amen. Lifted us up, praise God. And you know what happened? Some of us got in, realized how good God was, and we slipped out again. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, if you've truly been born again, that there's a Holy Ghost of God that indwells you. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there's a God of heaven. He kicks His shoes off, praise God. Amen. Glory be God. Moves into your heart, glory to God, and takes up His abode.
Amen.
He moves into where you're at, praise God, where you're functioning, where you need, and you know that you need Him.
Amen.
Comes to where you are. Then the Holy Ghost of God, the third person of Trinity, comes to where we are. Glory to God. That's what He does. What does that mean? That means He comes to stay a while. To take up His abode, to live in you and to live in me. Amen. That we might live for Him. Amen. Glory be to God. Comes to where we are. We can't get to Him. The Bible said after Jesus, He said He rises from supper and laid aside His garments. Amen. Laid aside His garments, His covering. Amen. You know why? Because Jesus said, I want you to see me as I am. Just a servant of my Father. Amen. Said, I need you to be what I am. Just a servant of the Father. I want to give you the capacity. I want to give you the wherewithal, praise God, to be a child of the King.
Amen.
He humbled Himself. The power of humility. He said, He took a towel and He girded Himself. After that, He poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded.
Amen.
Amen. You see this picture? Jesus lays off His outer garments. He girds Himself about with a towel. Amen. Fills up a basin of water. Glory be to God. And He starts going from disciple to disciple, washing their feet, cleaning up their feet. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And when He had washed them and cleaned them, He took that towel and ever so sweetly began to dry them off. Amen. 1 foot at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing, amen. When Jesus Christ our God would humble Himself to bow before you and I, pray God, and wash our feet.
Amen.
You say, preacher, Jesus never done that for me. He better be doing that for you every day. Amen. Praise. If He ain't a washing your feet every day, if He ain't a cleaning you up every day, praise God, you're missing out on the blessings of God. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people sitting there fundamental, independent Bible-believing churches today. Amen. That they get saved and they never call on God again. Amen. Makes me wonder, brother, if they got the goods. Amen. I believe, praise God, if we're born again into the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, praise God, I'm glad, I believe we'll be glad to talk to Him regularly.
Amen.
Go to Him every now and then, tell Him you're an old sinner. Amen. The Bible said Jesus humbled Himself. The power of humility. And that said, when He got to Peter, Peter asked, said, Lord, you going to wash my feet? And He said, yeah. He said, no. He said, you ain't washing my feet. Just paraphrase. Jesus said, if I wash their feet, wash not thy feet. He said, you have no part in me. Glory be to God. Peter said, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Hey, glory be to God. He said, I want it all over me, praise God. If it's going to be you, pour it out. Amen. He said, I want it all. Amen. Amen. Jesus humbled Himself. He began to wash their feet. I wonder what kind of humility we have tonight. Amen. I wonder if there's enough humility in us tonight to wash a brother's feet. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, that's nasty. Amen. Amen. Jesus come to where we was and He said, let me just show you how much I love you.
Amen.
Amen. That's why, amen, it may be something nasty and disgusting. Amen. Glory be to God. When we realize who God is and the power He manifests, praise God, we can do what we need to do for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Love, praise God.
Amen.
That's what makes us do things that we'd never do before.
Amen.
Never think, praise God, that we'd never done before.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, what Jesus was telling him. He said, hey, listen, you've been down to the bathhouse. You've been washed. You've been cleaned. Hey, glory be to God. You've been dunked in, praise God. And you've been made whole, every whit clean. Everything about you clean. You've been praised. Your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Amen. But sometimes from the bathhouse to our house, we get defilement on us. Amen. We get some defilement on us. And we need to have it washed off. Amen. When He went from the bathhouse to their house, they kicked up a little dust with their sandals. And when they got back there to the house, I believe Mama can look at Daddy and say, honey, you need to wash your feet off before you come in. Amen. Amen. I believe sometimes mamas and daddies ought better look at their children and say, hey, wait a minute. You got something on you today. Need to clean that up before you come in. I believe we got a great big God, and I believe sometimes He looks down on us, Brother Lynn. He said, hey, listen, you got something on you today. You need to clean it up before you come in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Ain't you glad He shows it to you?
Amen.
Amen. Ain't He glad? Praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, Brother Scott, would you wash my feet? Amen. He said, think about it. Brother Bill, would you wash your pastor's feet? Amen. Amen. Brother, would you wash my feet?
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, when? Well, let me tell you, when this old preacher gets to having struggles, when you see me going through trials, when you see me carrying more than my load, you know what you can do? You can come alongside and wash my feet.
Amen.
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 You can come with a humble power of a humble spirit, and you come before the Lord with that humble spirit, and you say, oh God, please help my pastor. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We can come alongside each other every day, praise God. The defilement of this world wants to cling to us, and we can see it on each other. But praise God, Jesus said, if we love each other, praise God, and we love Him, we can clean each other up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Wash our feet. Amen. Glory be God. Wash the stink away.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, my feet don't stink. You're a lying. Amen. If you work and you put on socks and shoes and you work and you get hot and sweaty. Now, if you never get hot and sweaty, your feet may not stink. Amen. But if you get to work and you get hot, I won't say, praise God, my boots right here probably offensive. Amen? Because I was working up here today and I didn't have time to go home. My wife brought me clothes, but I didn't change my socks. Amen? My feet probably stink. Amen? Amen? And thank you for that. Mia said she brought me clean socks. Papa didn't put them on. I was in a hurry. But amen, I'm glad, glory be to God, when we get a little stench on us, when we get a little pain on us, when we get a hardship on us, when we don't know what to do and it's on us, praise God, I'm glad that we have it, and we can come alongside each other and wash one another's feet for the glory of God. That daily cleansing that we need. Amen, a little bit, hey, I need a little every day. Amen. Glory be to God. I get up every morning perfect. Amen. I don't sin. I don't cuss. I don't drink. I don't do anything I ought to do. But then I throw my feet out of the bed and I'm apt to do anything in this old flesh. But I'm glad I've got a spirit inside me. That Holy Ghost of God that shows me the error of my way. Amen. Before I pillow my head at night, I can say, Lord God Almighty, clean my feet today. Amen. Help me do a little bit better tomorrow than I did today. Hey, man. You say, well, preacher, I'd never do that. I know, because you ain't got no humility to you. But I want to say there's power in humility. Amen. There's power in having a humble spirit. I realize, praise God, that He's God and I ain't.
Amen.
Hey, some folks got dirty plumb to their knees.
Amen.
But praise God, through a humble spirit, the power of a humility, praise God, we can come alongside the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we lift them up, praise God. You know, it's easy to beat them down. Yeah, I seen what He did. I know where He's been. Yeah, God knows where you've been too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wasn't for the good grace of God, we'd everyone be down the pit. But glory be to God, I'm glad there's a God that loves us. I'm glad there's a God that's merciful. I'm glad that God with a humble power, praise God, that came to where we were when we couldn't get to Him. He moved upon our heart. He took something that was rotten and vile and disgusting, praise God, and He cleaned it up for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, if we get heady and high-minded and forget where God brought us from. Amen. We get heated and high-minded and forget where God's taking us to. Amen. You kick out and try to get there by yourself, you'll fall on your face. Amen. What He's saying is, I tried it and I fell on my face. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? Yeah, I believe He got dirty plumb to His face. Praise God. Amen. You know what happens when you get dirty plumb to your face? You don't want to face God. Hello? Amen. Oh, me. You get dirty plumb to your face, you don't want to fail, you won't face God. But I want to say, God knows how dirty you are. And He's the only one that can clean you up.
Amen.
He's got the cleansing power, praise God. That's better than Ajax, amen. And not hype as abrasive. Hey, glory. He'll clean you up and scrub you up. Amen. But dunk you under that precious blood. Amen. You'll come out spotless. Praise God.
Amen.
I never have figured out how the crimson red blood could make a man white as snow. But praise God, when we plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that's why the devil would like to get rid of. That's why we got all these perversions of the Bible that want to get rid of the blood.
Amen.
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 Devil get rid of the blood, he can cause humanity to go to hell.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no putting away sin without the blood.
Amen.
But Brother Kevin, I'm glad the blood can still be applied.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad He writes our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He applies the blood to our life. And praise God every time that we come up short. Hey, glory. I'm glad we can plead the blood.
Amen.
The blood, the blood. The precious blood of the Lamb, glory be to God. Cleanses us from all sin. Amen. I tell you, it makes me sick to my stomach. You hear these fellas down in Florida preaching old false doctrine that there's no need for repentance after you're saved. Before I got saved, I didn't know I needed to repent.
Amen.
Little old boy asked me, I told you before, little old boy asked me one time at a church I was preaching over there in the mountain of Tennessee. He come in one Sunday. Now over there is a different breed. Between Sunday school and preaching, they have a 10-minute, 15-minute intermission. The ladies go on one side of the building to take a dip of snuff. The other fellas go on the other side of the building to get a dip of snuff, smoke a cigarette. And when they get that done, praise God, they come back to the house of God to worship. Amen. It's a different breed. And I sit in there, look at my Bible, little boy come and sit down beside me. Supposed to be a young preacher. And he said, "Preacher, I've come to realize something." I said, "Is that right?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I realize now that I'm saved, I don't have to repent no more." And I just sit there. He sat there a minute too, and I guess he thought I was thinking on it. And he said, "What do you think about that?" I said, "Well, when I was lost, I didn't know I needed to repent." Amen. And I said, "I sure ain't going to repent no less now that I'm saved than I did when I was lost." I said, "If God reveals to my heart that I broke the heart of God, amen, I'm going to repent, ask God to forgive me, put that under the blood and cleanse me from my unrighteousness." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad they still cleansing power in the blood. Praise God. Jesus said, "If I don't do this, you'll have no part. You'll have no part with me." Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a part with Him. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said in verse 10, Jesus saith unto him, "He that is washed needeth not save but to wash his feet, but is clean everywhere, and you are clean, but not all." Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of people sitting in their churches. And you know why? Let me just throw it out here while we're here. You know why there's so much strife and contention in churches today? Because we're running around with dirty feet. Amen. 2/3 of churches today are running around with dirty feet. We've got so much going on and so much communication going on. It ain't nothing, praise God, but a gossip thing. Amen. And it's destroying our churches. Sit there with your holier down, look across the pew, say, "I know what they did. I saw it on Facebook." Amen. Huh? Amen. I don't know how to do Facebook. But we'll look at that. But you know what we need to do? Praise God, you see something like that, praise God, you'll just go to praying. Amen. If you're going to answer back, don't answer back condemning them, praise God. You're going to answer back privately and say, I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm praying for you. I pray God will help you in this.
Amen.
And what are you doing? I'm talking about the power of humility, praise God. You're washing their feet. Amen. You're cleaning them up. You're showing them the way, praise God. You're showing them that humble spirit, the power of a humble spirit. Amen. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to put our face in the book.
Amen.
That should be on Facebook. We have, praise God. Amen. Our face in the book, the Word of God. We neglect it and we'll spend hours on the other. Hello? Amen. Hey, oh me. Spend hours looking at that mess. And you get so caught up in it, you can't even function. I've told you before, we're problem solvers.
Amen.
Amen. You look on there, praise God, and these 15, 20 people got problems, and we automatically go into solving mode. Amen. Oh, goodness, what they need to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What would work in this? Somebody needs to tell them.
Yeah.
Amen. No, somebody needs to bow their head and say, "Lord God, please help them to understand the error of their ways."
Amen.
Pray you'd give them a confidence. You'd give them a more sure word, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The power of humility, praise God. We come humble before God and we see a brother or sister caught in a fault, taken by fault. Amen. Number one, we should pray for ourselves that we don't get caught up in the same mess. And then we ought to get on our face and say, "Lord, please help my brother, help my sister."
Amen.
Amen. But you know what we'll do today? I'm just being honest tonight. You know what we'll do? Instead of that, we'll let that stuff build and build. And next thing you know, we've done kicked out on God. Amen. We'll leave the church. We'll go a different direction. We'll run off into the world. Praise God. So I can't believe what they did. Amen. I can't believe what you did. Amen. What God do to you? I asked a fellow that. I said, "What?" He told me, "Yeah, I got out of that place." I said, "You did?" I said, "If you was there for the people, praise God, you probably got disappointed." Amen. But I said, "But what'd God do to you?"
Amen.
"Well, God didn't do nothing to me." I said, "Why ain't you there trying to fix it?" Amen.
Amen.
This is my church. Amen.
Amen.
But watch, when God called me up here in this edge of National Forest, I moved my letter from my home church to here.
Amen.
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 Most preachers, a lot of preachers don't do that. They say, well, I don't believe in it. My home church is my home. That's where I'm going to stay. And they stay. They even send their tithes. Some of them send their tithes back to their home church. And that's what they want to do. Well, God called me up here and put me here. This became my church.
Amen.
Amen. It's not mine. It's ours. It's God. But this is where God put me. I moved my letter here, praise God. And I'm here, praise God. And when things ain't going good, I'm going to work at it to make them better.
Amen.
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 A humble spirit. The power of humility. Praise God. To realize that it ain't always going to be smooth sailing. But praise God, I'm glad we have a God that overcomes it all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We go through hard times. We have mountaintop experience and valley experiences. Amen. Sometimes those valleys and those darkness seems longer than it ought to. But praise God, I'm glad when you begin to see the light. I'm glad when we begin to come out on the other side together, just shouting the hallelujahs, amen, expecting God to do something. Amen. That's what He's doing. Amen. We're coming through the valley, praise God, and we're heading for a mountaintop experience.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad you can load up in the valley.
Amen.
Amen. See, when it gets cloudy and it gets raining, and when it's raining up on them mountains, praise God, and those little old taters, those arse taters down there in the valley, Lord, we got all that good stuff washes down on them to where they are. That's just that mighty hand of God coming to where you're at and saying, you know what, you come with a humble and a meek spirit. There's power in that.
Amen.
Next thing you know, Brother Don, they explode up out of there. Amen. Boy, I love to see those taters come up in early spring. You know, usually first thing come up. Glory be to God. It's always amazed me how a tater did. I remember asking my granddaddy one time. He took a tater, you know, seed tater, and he chopped it up in a bunch of little pieces, and all he had on there was that one little eye.
Amen.
And I said, Granddad, what's that going to do? I couldn't understand it. He said, you put it down there and that potato is the food for that little eye, that little sprout, and that thing will take off, praise God, and it'll come up out of there. Amen. And soon as it gets placed where it sees the sun. Hello, sun. Hello, sun.
Amen.
Praise God, that part that's down in the bottom, it begins to spread out. Amen. It begins to sink her deep, praise God. It begins to go down into the earth. It begins to pick out all those nutrients and it pull into itself, glory be God, and it begins to grow little bitty taters out of them vines.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what a humble spirit comes to when we come through the valley and we're heading for the mountain, praise God. Darkness comes, but glory be to God, just get to shouting, glory be to God, because just in a little while, we're going to top out, amen, in the most spectacular scenery that we've ever seen in our life. We're going to look into the portals of glory, and if we'll come with the power of humility, and we'll just ease up each. I told you, praise God, if we can just get underneath each other, scotch each other just a little bit, let us see above the horizon just a little bit, glory be to God, we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ in all His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Come alongside a brother.
Amen.
Wash his feet.
Amen.
Amen. Help him get rid of that defilement. Don't put him down. Amen. But lift him up. Encourage him. You know what? It's going to be all right.
Amen.
Amen. How do you know? You don't know where I'm at. Yeah, but God does.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I've seen it before. I've seen them down lower than you are. And God will bring them out. Praise God with a shout.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Poor little Charles. Little old Charles, he's been through it. He asked me about a month ago, he said, Preacher, why is the Lord leaving me here to suffer like this? I said, Brother Charles, God's got a reason. Amen. He got so deathly sick day before yesterday. Amen. But this morning, or yesterday, day before yesterday, but yesterday afternoon, I was in there with him, and he was in there, boy, he was feeling a whole lot better. His color was back. He's feeling good. Amen. He was getting to eat a little bit of a liquid food again, and me and him was talking, he was just bragging on the Lord, bringing him through again. One of the little nurses come in. Amen. Check on him. Had another little assistant nurse with him, a trainee or something. Amen. And she come in there, and just a minute, Brother Charles asked her, he said, can I ask you a question? She said, yeah. Charles, what is it? He said, where do you go to church? Amen.
Amen.
I said, where do you go to church? She said, well, said, be honest, I ain't been going. He said, well, I tell you what, I said, you ought to come up to our church. He said, this is my pastor. Amen. You ought to come up and be with. Said, we've got the best church in the country. Amen. Said, I said, glory be to God. I felt about that big. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You said, why did he leave him here? He left him here to be a witness.
Amen.
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 Praise God, that poor little feeble man. He's been through hell and back in his life. Amen. Brought most of it on himself. He knows that. But praise God, he said, to God be the glory. Amen. Still praising the Lord. Still inviting people to the house of God.
Amen.
That's the power of humility. He ain't able to lift up nobody, praise God, but he can invite them to come.
Amen.
Amen. All it asked is, and boy, it touched her. She said, she said, I couldn't come on Sunday. This Sunday, said, I'm going to be out of town. She said, well, maybe next Sunday. So I get the address and maybe I can come next Sunday. He said, well, that would be good. He won't be able to be here. Probably he'll start to be able to be in a nursing home. Amen. But wouldn't it be a blessing if that little nurse come? She lives in Cherokee.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? I might try to come on Saturday week. Said, Sunday week, I'll be back. Amen. See, you never know the power of humility.
Amen.
Amen. He could have laid there and said, oh me. But you know what he did? He just said, you know what? I got a little bit of strength left in me. I just ask her where she goes to church. Amen. Invite her to come be mine. And that's what all ought to be doing. Inviting everybody to see, praise God, the house of God. These people out there is looking for somebody to invite them.
Amen.
Amen. But the power of humility, if we just humble ourselves and say, you know what? Yeah, I'd like to see you up at the house of God. You come up and be with us. Amen. We'll pray, praise and worship God. Amen. I tell them all the time, we just old country folk that love the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't nothing special about us but Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The power of humility, praise God. We need it today in the hour we live. The power to humility, we get it when the power to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What He's done for us, praise God, in His last day. When we trust in Him, we rely on Him, and we adhere to what He says.
Amen.
We begin to listen to Him, praise God. He gives us that power of humility, amen, so we can clean each other up. Get that old daily stuff that we get. And we all get it. Amen. Fellas, your wife ever come in from work and say, oh my goodness, what a day. Huh? It's been one of them. Amen. Amen. Maybe mine's the only one that does it. No, she's not that bad. I'm just kidding. But you know what? Every day, praise God, we don't ever know when we say, you know what? Yes, I love you. I love you. I'm sorry you had a bad day. And you know what? Most times she said, I said, wasn't that bad. We made it through it with the help of the Lord. I said, ain't God good?
Amen.
Ain't God good? Praise God. The power of humility. Just saying, you know what? You know, God loves you and I do too. Glad you made it through, praise God. You know what? It was just Jesus. He gives us a power.
Amen.
That power of humility. Just keep marching on. Praise God. No matter what they throw at us, just keep marching on. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, we'll be in the presence of a holy God. But until then, praise God, we just need to have the power of humility.
Amen.
Amen. Be willing to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
Come alongside. Lift us up together, praise God. Help us get out from under the defilement, the niceness, the dirtiness, the awfulness of this world.
Amen.
Get us up to a higher plane, a different level for the glory of God.